All right, we are back on the air. We have so much to talk about. First and foremost, Charlie Williams is back. Yeah! Charlie
Thanks, guys.
Back on Campfire Chronicles.
Best thing that's happened all season.
I'm glad, Charlie, that you are back to catch the bottom third of season six of Campfire Chronicles. And I thank everybody who has listened for what, again, consistently has been like a top, always within the top five. Like whenever we publish an episode, it's always in the top five of that month, like immediately. And then, to be fair, I mean, this year it's really battled with the fucking Roblox shit. Like, the Roblox stuff has been very popular. So when we post podcasts of the Roblox show that has been going up on the YouTube, that shit fucking beats Campfire Chronicles 50% of the time. It's fucking wild to watch the two shows battle each other. And it's like
Roblox is pretty badass.
Yeah. Like, it all depends on, like, what Roblox park it is that week and what movie we do on this show that week. It really is fucking, like, a battle. Like, because the year or the week that we did Conjuring, like, it crushed the Roblox show. But the week that I did Universal Roblox, whatever fucking movie, didn't stand a chance. So it's
I think that was My Bloody Valentine.
No, My Bloody Valentine did really well, actually.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
It's a big following.
Yeah, that was one of the highest of the year.
Yeah.
I thought you said Dream Masters was.
Dream Masters, I gotta go back and look at Dream Masters because it's been so long now.
It's probably wrong term.
Yeah, right.
Are we talking, I mean, towards the season finale, we could totally do like a shittiest, like what got the shittiest numbers versus the best numbers of the year. If we want to fucking.
But just remember, y'all liked the wrong turn movie.
It was good.
Yeah.
I mean, we ain't done yet. So, like, this isn't the last episode. Like, it's not the fucking.
We're going to go see Old, you know?
It's not the yearbook fucking episode yet. So, here we are.
So, I'm going to jump in and say, thank God Charlie is back. Because we officially have somebody back on our team to be anti-Jason X again.
Oh,
what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. The whole fucking room is anti-Jason X. Except
that's not
me.
True.
I like Jason X.
See, really? He is your new Andrew.
Jason, yeah, you like Jason? He's your new Andrew.
Why are you looking at him like that? Fuck you. There's nothing wrong with liking that movie.
Charlie's stock just went down.
Do you know how many times we're at the Halloween guy's store and I'm like looking at that standout and going, I should just bring that home.
Wait, they have a Jason X?
They have a Jason X stand-up guy.
Like, why have we never?
Because you have them in your video footage when you filmed there. I just don't think that you put two and two together. Go back and look in your archives, bro.
When you like something so much, sometimes you just, you know, oversee it.
Because it sucks so bad.
Dang, dude, you didn't even see it. I saw it.
So you're not a true Jason X.
Oh, got you there.
You guys could just start calling me like, Jason X.
I want you to understand something, Charlie. Jason X has won the fucking heavyweight title on that wrestling show more than anyone, and every time he fucking wins the belt, I make a special case to say fuck you after he wins that. I say after he wins the belt, I say fuck you, Charlie.
This will be the final word.
I say fuck you, Charlie.
Charlie, ask him who the current champion is, though.
Who's the current champion?
Star Lord.
You goddamn right. Goddamn right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bye.
So you're telling me Jason X lost to Star Lord?
It was a good match.
It was a dance off. Right?
It was a dance off. Technically, Star Lord pinned Jack the Clown in a triple threat.
But he still lost.
It was great.
Charlie, what's your last word on this?
With all due respect.
This is like a talent thing at night.
I enjoyed my dad's funeral more than I enjoyed.
Good night, everybody.
Oh my Jesus.
Damn.
Wait, my God.
It was Charlie 1, Jason X 0.
Take our fucking hardcore WCW, whatever match.
Well, yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Jimmy, that was your cue to get the fuck out of here.
And that was Fear Street. We had a long conversation about
it. Just remember, Jimmy, he did say with all due respect.
Give me your fucking mic. I need to drop it.
Oh, my God. Good God!
And Charlie's quiet
during the movie.
Yeah, dude. Where did that come from?
Classic Charlie.
Campfire Chronicles is brought to you by Horror Pack.
Oh my God.
Horrorpack.com for the best subscription box in all of horror fandom. Use code HORRIFIC to save 10% on your new subscription. HorrorPack.com. Use code.
Jimmy just looks like his tail's tucked just a little bit right now.
Use code HORRIFIC. And check out to save 10%.
Damn, Charlie.
I have never in my all of my life heard of somebody saying a funeral.
Oh my God.
Listen.
I'm sorry. Please do not do a rebuttal to that joke.
No, he's going to put it on so you guys can see the match and you'll know how good it really was.
Hold on. I got to find the thing that I'm looking for. I'm not going to lie, Charlie. That has me pretty stunned.
Hey, I think what you did, you cut him deep there, Charlie. You cut him deep.
He basically set it up.
I'm not even going to debate Jason X with you for the rest of the show.
Thank you, Charlie.
There's just no coming back from that.
No,
there's really not.
Yeah, like, he. That was.
I'm gonna. What am I gonna say? Oh, I can't wait for my parents to die. So I can fucking like.
I mean, he basically put Jason X in a funeral.
I can't come. Like, there's no comeback.
No,
no. Like, zero. I think that's why he said it that way, so there wouldn't be.
That was the final word.
Yeah, was the final word.
Like, yeah. That's some real hate you got for that movie.
He took that shit to the grave.
I really thought he was gonna be a smart ass and do like a Talladega Nights style. But that was even better.
Anyway,
Ashley's choking to death.
Can I introduce a new member to the round table real quick? He can come on in the room here in a minute. Let me hit his entrance music. There we go. Let me introduce to you the man that constantly has been berated, told he was wrong, told he didn't know what he was talking about, told, despite all of his insider information, he didn't know what he was talking about. But, ladies and gentlemen, the thing I love most about this show is I get to get berated on Tuesday nights. The show gets published on Wednesday. And then Thursday morning, we all get reminded that, well, let's just let the song speak for a minute. Somewhere I heard that before we get copyrighted. I meant for the words, but I still get my back. I got made my mold in my finger wrist. Then he broke that mold, so I don't want to wait for it. No matter how many times Jason says Jimmy doesn't know what he's talking about, all the rumors end up true, cause Jimmy's got that info. You nobody knows. No, nobody knows. Nobody knows haunt shit like the man. I'm the man. Once again, dog, I am the man, because every rumor I came up with, which Omar ain't here, which we forgot to fucking video chat him, but whatever.
Whoops.
We'll get the video checked.
So I guess we can confirm the book is not Beetlejuice.
The book absolutely
Bride of Frankenstein.
Not only is not fucking Beetlejuice, but what else got confirmed, dog? What else got fucking confirmed? The Bride of Frankenstein. The Bride of Frankenstein and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And literally in the chat that I have with Jason and John, which John never fucking gets live, Jason always sees like firsthand, is literally fucking, I'm like, hey, Texas Chainsaw Massacre is going to get announced early because Knott's going to make their first announcement. This is going to be both coasts. I texted them at like 7:45. I'm like, here you go. This is what's going to happen today. Literally by 8:30, that had happened. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, at 8:35, I'm like, hey, there it is. They're like, oh, shit, Jimmy, you're correct. I'm like, I know. And then I'm like, and I'm like, 15 minutes later, I'm like, guess what? They're going to drop Bride of Frankenstein on both coasts, too, because they're going to try to fuck with Knott's Berry Farms announcement. And they're going to do it before Knott's announces anything. I don't know what it is about theme parks. I don't know if it's like 5 o'clock East Coast is like that cutoff time, I guess, like 9 to 5 or whatever. Like, they always will announce their shit before noon our time, no matter what. Like, L.A. will announce their shit around 11. Orlando will announce their shit by like 9 o'clock our time. Is yeah. usually when their stuff starts coming out.
Because they're 5 hours ahead of us.
No, they're 3 hours ahead of us. Oh, yeah, it's but it's always around there. At the latest, Orlando will do 11 our time if they don't think anyone else is going to start competing for attention. Now, the thing is, everyone's going to start fucking competing for attention. So, Halloween Horror Nights dropped. Bride of Frankenstein lives.
Bless you.
Thank you. Which I showed Charlie the video, the coronavirus version, last year. I am very excited to go through this maze in Orlando without the corona precautions. What are we doing? Like, Orlando, or not Orlando, well, because there's a lot of good news, and then there's a lot of, like, what are we doing news in the Hollywood version? Let me post this link for Danielle.
Did you get a picture of the inside of that soundstage?
No, Omar's supposed to get a picture of the inside saying that it's not Exorcist.
They're going this weekend.
Right. Yeah. I can't wait for him to prove it's not Exorcist. Like, I really can't. Because that's huge news.
So that you can see
everybody can get
Mexicans eating their lunch?
If it's not in front of the Exorcist building, I don't. First of all, I don't give a shit who's eating lunch. If it's not an Exorcist building and a soundstage, that's what I want. Guess what? If it is an Exorcist building and a soundstage, it's not fucking news because I already know it's the Exorcist in that goddamn soundstage, Omar. Fucking piece of shit. Prove it's not the Exorcist. It is the Exorcist in there. I haven't been wrong yet, goddammit. Maybe. He finally fucking believes what I'm saying.
Maybe
I literally told him Goldberg.
It could be the
he got all excited about. Who did you get excited about? Bobby Lashley fighting? I'm like, calm down, bro.
No,
Goldberg's about to fucking fight him at SummerSlam. And you're like, why? And then literally 15 minutes after that on TV, who fucking showed up?
Goldberg.
I can't lose right now, dog. I'm fucking on fire.
You know who lost though? WWE putting it on Peacock. Because I heard it was terrible trying
yeah.
to watch Money in
the Bank. You want to tell you about that? Fucking shit show? Holy shit.
My dad called
me. I fucking connected to several devices thinking it was my internet. And then I literally got on social media and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, okay, my internet's all right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, my dad
Danielle?
Called me because it was so bad. He was like, what can I do?
What's
like,
up, dude?
I don't know.
Sorry we're late. Charlie's here. I don't know who you want to look at. Do you want to look at Charlie or do you want to look at John?
I'm seeing Charlie forever.
I know, Danielle. Missed you.
Hey. Where's the baby?
He's with LaDonna.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Danielle, we're talking about fucking just some other bullshit real quick. But Peacock, get your fucking service right. Like,
yeah,
you're the fucking streaming service like Disney is to tickets when they go live, for Christ's sake. Like, figure it out, NBC. You're NBC. God damn. God, like.
It's Universal.
Yeah. They're both shitty. They're both doing a shitty job. But you know what's not shitty, as we're doing Haunt News, is the first Hollow Scream, which I'm like, super jealous. I'm not going to Hollow Scream Tampa. I'm only going to Hollow Scream Orlando. But the first house for Hollow Scream Tampa is like a starving vampire house. And it's like they're in like a house like it, but they're like a fucking Nosferatu looking vampires on the trailer. and they're all like fucking starving with long ass fingernails, which I don't like nails at all. Fingernails are toenails. So that fucking freaks me out.
It's nice to know.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
So don't cut your fingernails.
I got you. This
don't. So that's pretty dope. We talked about Hollow Scream Orlando. They haven't announced anything. We got Bride in Texas for HHM both coasts. Knott's announcing what looks like the conductor is going to be heavily involved, at least in the marketing material for this year's event. That was a dope trailer. I hope they let him be like the main focal point of the event, just because that trailer was that dope. That the fucking train and his get up and the way they fucking slowed the frame rate down as he went in the cemetery, all that bullshit. No, that was
just how slow he moves.
That was perfect. That whole thing was really well done.
Like they could theme the mine train ride after him.
That would be dope.
I hope that'd be cool.
What else did we find out? We announced Roblox-wise, we got a couple announcements. We announced when we're going to go to Fright Sanity. We're waiting for them to open up two mazes. So we're going to Fright Sanity early, probably the weekend before Halloween, like that Thursday, 21st, whatever. The cool thing about the Roblox mazes is that they are open early our time to be able to knock out, even if like we get together on a certain day. Get together online, I should say, on a certain day. We'd like potentially bounce from like 2 to 3 because they're all like 30-minute experiences. So that's a possibility. Hollywood Scream Fest 4, which is one of the bigger ones, has announced they're doing a Krampus maze on top of their mazes that are already open like year-round, the movie monster thing and the alien invasion thing. And scare zones, I know one is the Purge, and then one was like a cool original esque one. No, I'm sorry, one was Trick or Treat. So there you go. So that's cool. We're gonna do that earlier in the month to try to promote them as much as possible because that's one of the cooler games there. So that was exciting to discover as far as them releasing their actual dates. And then the other news that I have for you guys is that it's looking pretty positive as far as us having like an actual production program at Sinister Creature Con on August 15th in Roseville. So you need to go to sinistercreaturecon.com, look up tickets, get yourself to the center there. That is going to be a fun afternoon, whole day, really. Some great vendors and some really, really cool guests. First time Star Wars has a presence at Sinister Creature Con. The original It TV TV miniseries. You've got some American Horror Story presence at the con this year. You've got Alien presence, a lot of 80s like flashback. We're gonna do a really fun panel. I pitched to Tim and Brian like a flashback panel of like Nightmare on Elm Street 5 and Creature Night of the Living Dead like 4, like guys like that who have been like A-listers of the freaking C-list horror film, like to have like 4 or 5 in them on stage. I think that is gonna be a cool panel. Sinister Creature Con August 15th is going to be fun. And already announced as part of Haunt Season will be Biohazard Con. Stay tuned for guest announcements and dates and information there. I think it's okay to say that it's going to be back at Scottish Rite Center instead of Roseville, so back in the heart of Sacramento. And having become a fan of Resident Evil more recently, the video game wise, and it's more of just watching the gameplay and the cutscenes on YouTube than playing the games. But as our friend Brian has signed some of the voice talent, just watching some of the voice talent scenes, I'm really excited for Biohazard Con and what that whole thing. It's going to be something completely different for us, but it's going to be a fun day in Haunt Season. And while we're in Sacramento, we're definitely going to hit up Ultimate Terror that evening. So get ready for that. And if I gotta like figure out the timing of it, but if the timing of the con works, we may be able to do. Oh, Walter. We may be able to do Blind Scream that night, too. So, like, what a trifecta of a day for haunt season that could be. Anyway, man, this week we are talking the completion of the Fear Street trilogy. This thing started with 94, went to 76, and then ended in 78, excuse me, and then ended in 1666. Telling the story of Sarah Fear, who, as we come to find out over the course of a trilogy, is really this unfortunate lesbian in Salem witch trial times. And she gets accused of witchcraft and blamed for the corruption of the preacher's daughter. And she gets killed. But before she does, she finds out that Solomon Grundy, a.k.a. the devil, is...
Solomon Good.
What is his name?
Solomon Good.
Is behind this good family is really behind this relationship with Satan to keep one the what is the rich town called? Because Shadyside is the poor
Sunny
town.
Vale.
Sunnyvale ahead of Shadyside forever. Abby is here.
Hey. It's Abby.
Abby. What's up?
What's up, Abby?
What's up?
Charlie's back too, Abby.
Hey, Abby.
Yay, Charlie.
So we're just talking about how the good character sacrificed his soul to the devil to keep Sunnyvale better than Shadyside. And this really leads to Sarah Good cursing the whole Good family after Solomon Good commits these acts, and she says, "I will never leave you."
You missed the whole part.
No, it's Sarah Fear.
Yeah. Sarah Fear. What did I just say?
Sarah Good.
Oh, Sarah Fear curses Solomon Good and the town or whatever the fuck, saying that she'll never leave or always be with you or whatever. And that kind of leads to the curse that brings all these killers upon these towns, from hot housewife to burnt up truck worker guy to kid with a fucking freaky mask and a baseball bat to hot housewife
Tommy Slater
the counselor, hot housewife,
the Reverend with no eyes.
Reverend, no eyes guy. He's creepy. Yep, absolutely.
Serious skull mask.
Skeleton skull mask. Yep. Scream rep kind of like guy, vibe guy. Hot housewife. They're all.
Is that Ruby Lane?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Instrumental to the creepiness of the characters of this trilogy. This trilogy for R.L. Stein was way gorier than I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. I was expecting.
Did you read the series?
The three films, yeah.
No, did you read the series, the Fear Street series?
Yes, but I also watched the two Goosebumps movies that came out, and they were fucking dog shit.
The Goosebumps was made for a younger audience, where Fear Street was made for the older teens that grew out of the Goosebumps books.
Yeah, you could say that, Abby, and I guess realistically that ended up to be true, but excuse me for being pessimistic coming off of what has truly been a shitty TV run for R.L. Stein and two fucking shitty movies. Because after the Goosebumps TV series, he did fucking mostly Ghostly, which was fucking stupid, and then they tried
Eerie
to do
Indiana?
Eerie Indiana was whatever. And then
I watched Goosebumps religiously as a kid.
I just said after Goosebumps, true. Goosebumps was fine.
Okay.
The movies, too. They were really okay.
Somebody sounds bitter.
The Goosebumps movies were dog shit.
Excuse me. The first one, I really liked the first one.
First one with Jack Black was good.
I really liked
it. Jesus Christ.
I read Goosebumps religiously as a child. And when I watched that movie, I was sitting there going crazy over all the characters that were on the screen.
Oh, you mean like the five that you got to see?
That's
true.
Are
you excited about the five?
Well, okay, so some of the
you got like 45 minutes of the fucking abdominal snowman not knowing how to walk on tile in a supermarket. That was that did it for you.
You're mixing up.
I'm glad you're
werewolf.
I'm glad your standards are so fucking incredibly low. I know my films do. I know my films will. My films will never disappoint him. He has to be in the front row every time.
What was the dummy's name?
See how nice Slappy. I am? Put me in the front row. I'll be
Slappy.
First.
Absolutely.
Slappy. Yes, Slappy.
Slappy was great.
Yeah.
And the mummy. And the mummy was there.
Did a good little twist on that.
The like, gnomes?
The gnomes were good.
Oh, yeah. The gnomes were so good.
The monster blood.
The gnomes were so good.
Praying mantis.
I mean, yeah. I guess, you know.
Stay out of the basement. Welcome to Dead House. They were all there.
It was just, it was a take,
fun.
It was a movie
was
for kids, but, you know.
Dude, come on, man. You watch Space Jam 2, it would be the same idea there. It wasn't made for us. It was made more
for
towards
kids.
For children, yeah.
But and
have they deleted, like, 95% of the Goosebumps books from history?
When I watched that movie, I was entertained. And every Halloween, I would easily put that on my list.
You're
going to
tell me you're not going to fucking involve the, like... top four
yeah, the math,
franchises
the
in the history
the
of the fucking franchise.
My favorite.
You're not automatically...
Yeah, no, Slappy
just,
is the
just
is
do...
The
no, they got Slappy right, but there's no way that fucking...
Monster
the
Blood
Monster
is
Blood is more popular than Horrorland. Like, just do fucking Horrorland.
Yeah, but...
Just do a Horrorland movie.
Do...
Technically, Horrorland...
Horrorland was in there.
Yeah,
technically.
It
was a, yeah.
It's terrible.
Horrorland was in there for like what, 2.5, 3
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, but it was still in there.
He's right. It was
that,
in there.
That's fucking bullshit. You know it's bullshit.
But
that is.
But
like,
in all honesty,
like
I'd rather him just do a movie about Horrorland.
That's what I'm saying, dog. They should
yeah.
have done that. Even hire Jack Black to be in it.
Well,
shut
hey,
up, Abby.
Hey, Goosebumps 3 hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell yeah.
It could be Goosebumps 3. Go to Horrorland.
Series right there.
Is that all of them right there, Danielle? Is that the Goosebumps series?
I like to choose your own adventure ones, too.
That's the fear. Listen, I don't hate fucking Goosebumps. I like Goosebumps.
You don't like the movies.
I don't like the movies. I love the TV show and
I love
the books.
Especially for Halloween time. It's amazing.
Jesus. Okay, John. We get it. You like... God. God. God damn.
Fear Street. We're talking about Fear Street.
Yeah.
What's everybody? Let's go through what everybody.
Why can I only
did.
See three of you?
There's actually 15 of us
we're
here.
A round table.
Yeah, we're in a. We can't all just crowd around. That's as wide as.
We can't make this like the Goosebumps movie and shove all of the characters in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of like Fear Street, you know.
Which.
Slowly putting characters in front.
Just
of
like we did with 13 Ghosts. What was your favorite Fear Street killer in this trilogy, John?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. I think the one I want to know more about is the kid with the baseball bat.
Danielle, I think your feedback is getting a little bad. I'm going to mute you for a second.
I had to turn her mic off.
Yeah, but she's talking about
But although, I mean, literally the only ones you really kind of get an idea about is the skeleton kid and Tommy Slater.
Well, and
Tommy
man.
Slater, yeah.
I mean, you still don't really get his whole story. We don't see it.
Yeah.
That's
like,
true. Those are the only
Tom.
Two that
you only
really
see
no,
Tommy
Ruby
Slater.
Later. Yeah, Ruby, we don't really get
don't,
her full story.
Yeah, you got it when...
Yeah, but I mean, as far
you
as...
You got
like,
told
we
you
got
didn't
whole,
see
we
it.
We got a whole movie based on Tommy.
Yeah.
And the skeleton kid was kind of the primary character in 94.
Quite
well,
frankly...
Yeah.
Quite frankly, kind of a waste. We could have...
Are they only doing...
For like, the skeleton
Tom,
guy?
No, Tommy... Well, the skeleton guy...
You're talking about the second movie.
Yeah.
Not as a whole, because there's
no,
a lot of dope parts in the second movie, but...
You could have skipped it, though.
You could have fucking...
I,
yeah.
I enjoyed the second one more than the first one.
See, I definitely did not. But anyway, Ashley... Ash, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute. Ash,
movie either.
Danielle, we'll go to you. Let me unmute you. What is your favorite Fear Street killer?
I like the skeleton dude, but I like the chick that would hum.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ruby Lane.
Yeah, Ruby Lane.
The singer.
Yeah.
I like
her. Okay. Jason?
I actually think my favorite is... I'm going to say Tommy Slater, because I felt like his was the only one that we got, like, a full... like story
it was the
about
only one,
like,
dog. They gave him a fucking 2.5 hour movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was the only one that we got like everything about.
See,
everybody else was just like
with that look and everything. Like, how he gets the burlap over his
face.
Can
I ask you this though? Did it? Is Tommy Slater your favorite killer just because he resembled Jason just that much more?
No, I liked that we saw
the transformation,
him,
yeah.
Yeah, him progress, like he was normal and then he's switched over.
He jacked towards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the only character we really saw.
And getting to see how the burlap went on his
exactly.
face and like stuck because of all the blood and
but,
everything.
But you literally don't need to watch the second movie. The way that it is, you do not need to watch the second movie.
You need to watch the second one before you watch the third one.
It's a pit stop between between 1 and 3.
You technically do need it because of what happens in it. You need it.
It's basically a long version.
You had some pretty dope kills in there.
I mean, the movie is good, but I'm still standing by that it doesn't do anything except for the hand. That's the only thing you find out about is like where the hand is.
Well, you need that.
But that's a 2 hour movie telling you where the hand is. Like,
well,
I
that
just,
and you figure out how one of the killers.
And none of these movies need to be as long as they are. Abby, what is your favorite killer? Abby's going.
Okay.
No, Abby's here.
So,
no, Danielle's gone. Okay, Abby, go ahead.
Danielle left. I saw. So, out of all of them, and watching how they like the stalking and all that in the first one, Tommy Slater, even though he got his own run, is probably my favorite because he ran. And it was scary.
Yeah, it was pretty
like,
scary.
Like, him being that fast out of all of them, I know that, what's her name, Penny Lane or whatever, she was pretty freaky, but Tommy Slater, when he started running in the first one, and got that guy, you know, it was just,
you didn't know it was Tommy, but yeah, he runs in the first one.
I didn't
one.
Know it was him.
Right, yeah.
I'm glad that they gave a little backstory.
Oh, you're talking about
because
the,
honestly,
yeah.
He was the fastest of all of them, and he was freaky. The little kid's freaky too when they were like showing him with his mom in the bed and stuff, and it's just and that was freaky too. They're
sure.
all really good characters,
and
but I think that Tommy was the scariest because he moved the fastest.
And Tommy was the only one that was just like killing anybody.
Yeah.
All the other ones were directed. Tommy was the only one that was like everybody in his path he would just kill.
I honestly, did he kill any of the Sunnyvale
people?
No,
I noticed that too. He only killed shady side
people.
That's
what I know. He was only killing shady people.
Yep.
Fucked up.
Because Sunnyvale people are part of the good part, and those are the people all getting, a better life, and all the shady sides were getting sacrificed.
I was calling them red shirts in the second one, and I was like, did they kill any of the red shirts?
Nah.
Because they would wait till the blue shirts showed up, you know? I'm like, that's a Star Trek-y thing.
Charlie, who's your favorite killer?
I liked the kid in the mask with the baseball bat. There's something about that.
I want to know so much more about
that.
That
just creeped me out.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot to creep me out.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hard one. Who? I want to say the milkman, just
okay.
because of his look. He's
yeah.
creepy. But who put the girl through the bread slicer?
That was the skeleton
the
kid. Or no, that
skeleton.
Was like, yeah, it was
yeah.
skeleton.
Yeah,
it was
the skeleton.
Skeleton?
That was my
yeah.
favorite.
That was like,
that was,
oh shit! And
was
I was like,
rough.
No, that's not gonna happen. They're not gonna show that. And I was like,
oh, yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, they showed that.
That was
made me hungry.
Craziest kill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It totally was the craziest kill, but I think the milkman was kind of like, I don't know, he was kind of honest.
Oh, I think Danielle came back.
But you could tell
she
the
did.
Milkman's got like a whole backstory about being, you know, like probably a rapist or something.
Yeah.
Because the way he is with the women, how he would like lick them and kiss them before he would stab them. There's a lot more to that.
He was
a creepy guy.
Did you say your favorite yet? What's your favorite?
Probably the chick that hung. Was it Ruby Lane?
Oh, yeah,
Ruby.
Yeah, she was creepy as shit. And
Ruby
and,
Lane, dog.
Yeah, she was. That's. I mean, the kid with the baseball bat is freaky as shit. But you hear her coming, and that's just creepy as fuck. Then again, I guess you could say you hear the kid with the baseball bat because he's bashing.
Her he's always letting stuff as he's going.
But yeah, no, that was creepy.
I have a question. Who was the guy in the last one that had like the?
He was one of those drowning people.
Yeah, he was the one drowning people.
I don't know. We don't know.
Like, we don't know anything about him. Okay, it was just literally the same clip that played in all of it.
It's very similar to like the kid where we just seen clips of him killing.
But he hadn't shown up in anything.
He's like Sawface from 13 Ghosts or the grandma with the kid with the bow and arrow.
Kind of like the girl's the angry princess.
Angry.
Boobs out.
Big ass tits, yeah.
Which one's your favorite ghost? The one with the big titties.
It's an easy decision.
No, it's the guy who's the body.
I can totally see that for you, John.
I mean, come on.
It's a lot of great.
He's gotta keep track of where his head's at and his legs.
Jesus. So
the torso.
As a whole, I want to know what your favorite, like what you rank these films, and what you give the trilogy. Score 1 through 10 as a whole. So, John, rank the three, and then overall, you give it a what?
1, 3, 2, and I'll give it a 10.
Wow, okay.
I loved all three films.
Ashley?
I'm going to give it overall, collectively, between the three, I'm going to give it an 8. And I liked the same order that he did.
I also like 1, 3, 2, and the reason being is because you have an hour of one within three. If you took that hour of one out of three and you just made the whole thing 1666, it would be the least, my number three. I would go 1, 2, 3. But because you have an hour of 1994 within 1666, I go 1, 3, 2. And overall, I will say 9 out of 10. Jason?
I'm going to say same as the order, 1, 3, 2. And, I'm gonna give it a 9 as well.
Danielle?
I am going to go with that order, the 1, 3, 2. I'm torn between, like, 8 and 9. I think.
An 8.5.
I'm
going to
go with a 9.
Okay. Abby.
I haven't seen 3.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I thought we were only watching 1 and 2. But that's okay. Because I still want to watch 3. Because 1 and 2 were so good. Even watching just 1 and 2, I'm going to give this, like, a 9-10, because it was, I'm really interested. I watched it because you guys put it out there, and I'm really glad you did, because it was actually really good.
Right on. Charlie, sorry. Go ahead. What would you rank the...
I would rank them 3-2-1.
Wow.
A little bit different.
Wow.
Which is actually, these movies were all highly rated on Rotten Tomatoes. We talked about that before we came on the podcast. And that's the order, actually, of the critics, the way the critics liked them, too.
Interesting.
So 3 was like in the 90s, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is great. And the other two films were in the 80s. You know?
I can see that because 3 definitely is more dramatic than the other two being straight up horror films.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
But also, how many times have you seen three movies in a series be that highly rated?
No, that's
critics, which is really
a long time.
Star Wars.
Well, I definitely enjoyed the nostalgia that it brought back too.
I would say
they don't make movies like that very much anymore. Yeah.
I would say the top ones that come to mind, like off the get, honestly, you beg that question, Star Wars,
yeah.
Godfather.
Love the Godfather.
Not Godfather 3 though.
It's within 80%.
Although the
close to it.
We redid it this better.
I haven't seen the remake.
You're just talking about a trilogy.
As a whole, yeah. Like, there's not a whole lot. He's right. Usually they fall off by three.
The
fact that Fear Street is that high rated, that's a bigger deal than...
It is a big deal.
That,
especially for horror.
Yes, for horror.
Huge.
Hey, just getting in the 90s and 80%
yeah,
for a horror
right.
film is a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, but and the fact that it's maintained, you know, it's stayed above 80% the whole way through. Honestly, you haven't seen something like that since like the first couple series or seasons of American Horror Story. Like, everyone was really high on Ryan Murphy's writing and directing, rightfully so. Like,
yeah.
they were. It was really good. It was game changing for the time. It really, like, people love to shit on Walking Dead. And even now, to a certain extent, American Horror Story, although we'll talk about that here shortly, I have high hopes for season 10. I have really high hopes for season 10, actually. But especially after... Yeah, especially coming out... Well, that and coming after 84, because that
yeah,
one was pretty good.
84 was great.
But the fact that they maintain that score, that is a big deal. That's... And it's because it's on Netflix that it won't be viewed as big of a deal as what it actually is. Like, if it was three theatrical releases with that high scores, people would be like, holy shit, this is a fucking, like, big deal. So, hopefully, like...
That would be horrible to wait.
Oh, yeah.
If you watched the first one...
Yeah, the fact that they did these consecutively is a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Like, they fucking did these 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Which is a huge deal.
Yeah, could you imagine waiting a year?
This is the Stranger Things of Netflix of 2021. Like, Netflix, or Stranger Things is going to come out, and Fear Street will rival Stranger Things coming out this year for biggest event on Netflix.
This might actually hurt Stranger Things season
4. No, it will.
Stranger Things,
will.
Notice who was in... These, right?
Yeah, Red's in the fucking Fear Street thing.
Do you think that there's going to be more Fear Streets?
Absolutely.
I can't imagine them not after the success that this has had.
And I hope
it was a solid
trilogy.
Way.
I hope they do a trilogy at a time.
Yes.
Because I think that was awesome.
Exactly, yeah.
I would say that the odds of them doing some kind of format like that are high. Netflix loves that fucking Black Mirror. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be 8 episodes.
It does really well for them. Netflix does really well when they drop series like that.
No, it, like... And realistically, like, the three movies are the equivalent to an 8-season Stranger Things thing. When you stack them, you know, runtime-wise. Because each of these movies are two... Two hours and change, each of them. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, so you got six, probably about 7 hours.
Okay, so we still have a little bit to talk about, so let's move on to the virtual screen park thing. Sorry, Rianne, go ahead.
I want to kind of go with everyone else with 1, 3, 2. But I'm really on the fence. I really love the music. I mean, you start off with Closer on 1, and I'm just like, sold, done.
Yeah.
And it was very nostalgic. But honestly... 3, I thought was so good. They did such a great job with it. So I kind of want to do 3, 1, 2.
Wow. Okay.
The second one, I liked it and I thought it was good, but I thought that I've seen it 8 million times because it's like any campy horror movie. And I loved hearing the backstory.
Yeah.
So what do you give it?
What do I give it?
The whole series.
The whole series? Oh, I give it 9.5.
Drew?
I'm going to go 1, 3, 2. But I think, to reiterate what Charlie said, like, this trilogy as a whole was fantastic. And to go from 1 to 2 to 3 and you watch the final film and you get the buildup of the whole, I mean, you rarely do you get a movie where the whole story arc in the trilogy just comes together like it needed to, and it did, and it was just a good buildup. But the other thing that helped this trilogy out, being an R.L. Stein book in a book series, them using that rated R rating, and they pushed it, and it was a hard rated R.
Yeah.
And that's what made this good, and it was amazing, and I mean, I give it a 9.5, and it's a solid trilogy, and it's hard to find.
Yeah.
Especially in horror movies, because after like the first one, it's just shenanigans after that. But
in a lot of the reviews I read, though, they said exactly what you said. Yeah. And that was that, you know, very seldom do you have a series that ties up as nicely as this one does, and you don't really have that feeling that they could have done it so much better.
Yeah, I can't stop tripping on the score thing now that Charlie brought that up, because fucking Bly Manor sucks a dick compared to Hill House, but this... This fucking is way... This maintains good score. That's crazy. Our virtual scare park. This is where we're at, Charlie. This is what we have nominated and accepted so far and what we have left to assign. Also, it's important to announce that you guys, the listeners, that is, have really kind of spoken with your listens and downloads as of late as to what you enjoy us discussing more. And as of late, it's current content, so that is why we will discuss what we are doing for the remainder of the season and what that means for the movies that we have for the remainder of the season. Anyway, what we have so far in rides, we have the Willy's Wonderland Diner Dinner Experience, the My Bloody Valentine coaster, and the, what is this? The Dream Master Dark Ride. That leaves room for 3 more ride attractions. Then for Scare Zones, we have, this isn't the most updated cover photo, but we have Wrong Turn, we have A Quiet Place 1 and 2, and we have The Forever Purge. We have for Scare Zones room for 2 more houses so far assigned. We have Halloween H2O. Charlie, you were actually part of that show at Halfway to Halloween. Spiral, the Book of Jigsaw. That was our first back in the theater podcast. A lot of fun. The Conjuring at Drew's house. That was fun. Willy's Wonderland, that was a sure-in. That was one of our first episodes we did this season. It's always crazy when you look back and think about all the fucking shit that we've recorded for this season. And Critters. We have also kind of deciphered the fact that the park is kind of in tiers, like front of the park, middle of the park, back of the park. Shows, Abby's Freaked movie, we watched that. We have determined that that'll be a huge stage production. Part of the last shows that we record for this season will determine who should be turned into a freak. Spoiler alert, Gavin Newsom is leading the charge on who we're talking about. So this is what we're looking at for the remainder of the season. Next week, which is the 27th of July, we are going to watch Old, M. Night Shyamalan's Old, in theater. Don't know if Drew will actually pay to watch the movie, but
I'll be there.
Regardless, we will.
That's his favorite movie, dude. He's been talking about it forever.
We have a bunch of stuff sent to us from Universal to post over the next few days as we lead to Old coming out. So I'm excited for Old. I think it's going to be creepy. I'm legitimately interested after listening to M. Night talk about his approach to this film and where he's at in his life, and who knows if it's a bunch of bullshit or not, but I'm curious to see if this movie's any good, because this is like McGregor coming back and then breaking his ankle. Like he left on a pretty legit note with the fucking Split trilogy. Like he could have kind of just collected his money and come back in a couple of years. Done. He's fucking producing the fucking Servant movie on Apple TV. That's a fucking amazing show. If you have Apple TV, watch that fucking show. That is a good show.
Servant. Yeah, Servant is great.
Anyway, we'll see, you know, what old holds for us next week. Our season finale, because Haunt season starts so early this year, it really is fucking Revenge-o-ween this fall. Haunt season starts, like, we will be at an event to record September 11th. Is when we start recording Haunt season content. So you can expect Haunt season podcasts by mid-September. Because we come back, we have the HHN Vaults 3 and 4 that we haven't done for Writing With, which will be part of Haunt season. They're part of the charity event that we'll plug at the end. But they haven't had like a solo show. So that's Haunt season as well early on. But we're doing shit early. And often throughout until Halloween, really, the shit doesn't stop. It's going to be like we will have realistically, if I waited, we would easily have a podcast every day of October. But I'm not going to wait because, like, you know, like Hollow Scream has us out early for us to post it and then promote people to go for the remainder of the season. So it's not really fair to them to wait until their season's half over and then post the shit.
Well, the other cool thing is, like, for us, we'll have multiple perspectives of Oogie Boogies, too, because multiple of us are going on different nights.
Yeah, and you guys will, you know, record anything, or if anything, I'm just curious for you guys to podcast your thoughts, whether or not you record during Oogie Boogie with the kid and you're experiencing it as a mom and dad, the podcast to be like, hey, podcast that when you record it with Walter for the first time is unfair, but I am curious to do a podcast.
Jamie, we're for sure doing Fast Pass with us.
Yeah.
And I want to do a podcast with you guys, whether it's just us talking for 20 minutes about this is what you enjoyed, this is what you didn't
enjoy. Yeah, for sure.
But that's...
And then Drew and them are going.
We're going
Drew's
in October. Going.
So, yeah, if you want to record audio of you guys doing shit, yeah, that's, no you problem. Know... So, there's that. And then, you know, that is early on. But it really does... Already, like, looking at the calendar and knowing without official dates announced, but just kind of, like, mapping it out in my mind, like, it really doesn't stop for us for as far as going to an event and then saying, okay, we're going to have it out by this time. I'm excited for it, man. It's the Delta variant is going to fuck us just after Halloween, so it's going to be a fun October, and then we won't be able to do shit. Yeah, fingers crossed. But the season finale of our show, we hope that you meet us out August 26th, right? August 26th, we are going to be the opening showing of Candyman. Jordan Peele produced Candyman, the rehash of Candyman. Looks good. And Campfire Chronicles is synonymous with Candyman. You know the drama behind that story last season as Andrew was on his way out the door. So it means a lot to close out season 6 with the rehash of Candyman. You know which podcast I'm talking about. HHN, how many days there are in a year. You can decipher that little code right there.
Is it a rehash? Or I heard it's a direct sequel to the original and they're throwing everything else out.
No, that was just a fuck you to a certain
podcast. Oh, okay. I was just like, is it a rehash?
Those who shall not be named.
Yeah. So,
is it like he who has...
Here's the thing. Who remains? Because you guys like hearing us talk about current shit, the Tuesday, the 27th, we're going to do... I'm sorry. Tuesday, the 24th, we're going to do the show, where we talk about what the second show should be and then announce what person we're going to freak on the main stage show. The Tuesday before that, that's the 17th. That will be American Horror Stories. So that gives us, you know, 5-6 episodes of American Horror Stories to kind of watch. We'll watch the newest one together and then we'll podcast type of a thing. So that kind of hopefully gets us past the Leather Girl story and a couple of different stories. So we get a vibe for that show. Leather Woman, excuse me. That's on the 17th. So that leaves the 10th and the 3rd. So we've got some slots to fill here.
Yeah, we do. We're going to fill a few right now.
We are. And that's why I'm nominating. So, Charlie, like I said, we have, like, front of the park, middle of the park, back of the park, right? So in the front of the park, three of our mazes are Halloween Horror Nights, Spiral, and The Conjuring. There's room for one more marquee haunted house. And there's actually, I put the Forever Purge to off kilter to the marquee scare zone, just off to the right, leaving the marquee scare zone open, because I want this to A, be the marquee scare zone, and B, be the final marquee haunted house. This needs to just be the marquee of the entire event. Fear Street itself is like the icon of the event. When you first walk in, the first opening gate scare zone is all the fucking killers and characters. Mm-hmm. Hodgepodge it, have them roaming around, and then the house itself. I actually think you go reverse chronological. I think you go 66.
Oh shit! Sorry.
74, and then the first half is divided into half. So one quarter is 66, one quarter is 78, and then the second half is 94. And so
I got a better one. You're gonna love this.
I think it needs to be a marquee scare zone haunt attraction.
And what's cool is you can use the tunnels to almost take you through time. To where you could go from 1666 going to the tunnels, then end up at the camp, and then go through the whole camp, and then go back into the tunnels, then boom, you're in 1994.
Drew, if you haven't learned, you can't let him speak.
Yeah, that's why I was like, actually, I could even do it better than that. So my thought was, you do start out with the tunnel. Mm-hmm. You use the tunnel, but instead of walking through the tunnel...
Hey, so Abby said holy shit and then got off the call.
But what I was saying, you use the tunnel, but you incorporate all of the killers in the tunnel while walking through the scare zone. Right? Shadyside Mall.
In the scare zone or in the maze?
No, in the scare zone is the tunnel. Walking through the tunnel... Wow. And you're going to have the lovely black walls that you hate so much.
No,
I'm kidding. No, because remember when Good was walking through the tunnels after he touched the heart, he was seeing all of the victims and the killers in front of him in certain hallways. Mm-hmm. So you use that while walking through to end up at the Shadyside Mall, which is at the tail end of 1666... with all the black light, all of the graffiti, and all of the cages down with the freaking killers in the cages.
Oh, that'd be a cool scare.
Which turns into the haunt as the cages raise up when you get in.
Okay, so you're talking about having the scare zone before the maze?
The scare zone into the maze. No. Oh, come on. You're going to tell me that's not good?
I'd rather walk into the event and have the scare zone right away. Like what Jimmy was
That's
saying.
What I'm saying. You're walking in to the tunnel, which
is the
scare zone.
No, we're talking
about
the whole theme park. When you walk into the theme park, that's the first scare zone. Right? Isn't that what you're saying?
Almost like HHN, how they have that first.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, you walk into the park, into the tunnel.
I think ever since Toxic Tunnel, I hate the idea of
Yeah, but that would be a good way to do it, because then you're incorporating all the killers.
The only thing I can think of is, facade-wise, you'd want something like a solid facade, and the tunnel's not going to be a good facade.
Regardless of what...
What would you want the facade for the whole maze to be?
I was actually curious as to what you guys thought that would be.
I was going to say the mall, the Shadyside Mall, because...
But,
But see, here's the problem: is if you're starting with 1666,
start 94, then if you want them all,
yeah. See, that's the thing: is it really depends on how.
Unless you did some fucking HHN Hollywood bullshit and you just did a book.
Well, hey, wait.
You have the Netflix end.
Wait, but actually, you could start with the...
I mean, Orlando's done some bullshit, too.
Hey,
Blumhouse
but wait,
literally
just,
the fucking chair and the fucking table.
Read American Horror Story, Roanoke.
Bro, Roanoke was not a bad maze.
But, no, remember the facade?
No.
There wasn't anything.
I just
walked in.
Well, then, so you
Stranger
walk
Things,
straight into it.
Stranger
Things had no facade.
Hollywood.
It literally just said Stranger Things on the screen as you went by.
I don't even remember.
But,
like, was there a facade for Stranger Things? Did we walk into Will's house?
No.
Did they show the outside of Will's house?
You walk in and they literally have Stranger Things 2 projected on the wall and you walk
in. Not Stranger Things 2. I know that was shitty, but Stranger Things 1.
Same thing with Stranger Things 1. You walked right in.
What was the outside of the room?
You walked in and it was like you were walking outside and they had his bike and it was tipped over, the Demogorgon came out and you like were walking through the woods, then you walked into the house.
So you saw the outside of the house?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, okay.
But that wasn't like, it wasn't
no,
like you're
so it was
waiting
like
in
house
line
of a thousand
seeing the house going, oh
right.
Shit.
No.
You walked
no,
in and it was like
wood,
it was like the shitty trees like Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Can I just say one more thing though? You could actually start with the facade of the mall. And the reason you can start with the facade of the mall, because at the end of 1666, she went down from the mall. Because remember, it all took place, everything connected to the mall eventually.
Honestly,
the
facade that
was
the facade that it would be the fucking two. We're talking about three and one, but the obvious HHN facade would be welcome to Camp Nightwing. And you're going to fucking start in two. Don't ask me what the fucking story of the maze would be. It wouldn't make chronological sense. It doesn't have to make chronological sense because it's fucking Halloween Horror Nights. Like, their mazes don't make chronological sense.
I think it would be a bad thing that you walk in and you start out in the woods and then all of a sudden you walk out and you just
listen,
start going.
Where was Stranger Things 1 located at?
The same place number 2 was. Number 2 was just fucking 25% done when the event started.
I mean, that was just my thoughts. I mean, it works out because...
I'm not wrong. Like, it was fucking not painted. The Demogorgon wasn't painted. That's fucking stupid. It's fucking white. Like, what the fuck? Like,
tell us how you feel, Jimmy. Tell us.
I want to tell John. I want to tell him. Like, every time I tweet him, like, we're to a point now, every time I tweet Murdy, he will respond to me. Like,
does he follow you?
Uh-huh.
So you just want to be like, so Stranger Things 2...
He doesn't care about
I'm like to that point. Like, what? Like, I want to ask him, like, bro, like,
what happened?
They all can't be winners. Like, what fucking happened?
It's sad. He doesn't care. You send us those messages, and I'm all like, oh, this is cool. And he maintains radio silence.
I know. He's done with HHN. That's like, dude, no, I'm not lying. Like, I don't judge John. Like, I don't.
Instead of a new Pandora.
I don't judge him at all because literally, like, my friend Nicole, who, like, every year would swear, like, she would never not go to HHN. Like, every year it was like, this is the best time. Like, I'll never not do this with you guys. Like, last 2019, I was like, dude, they just announced, I don't even know what it was, Ghostbusters? It was like, holy shit, they actually are doing it. And I told her that, and she, like, looked at me, and I looked at her, and I'm like, you're not going to go. She just kind of looked at me. I'm like, you have no desire to go. And she's like, I'm not going to go to Halloween Horror Nights anymore. I'm like, holy shit. Like, so
yeah,
to watch.
This was the reason why I was like, fuck, I got
to
go.
Like, but to watch someone fall out in love of it. Like, even Donna knows. Like, every year. Like, I'm to the point now. Like.
He even does like Hollywood. You're more about
well,
Orlando.
Well, yeah, that. But I'm to what I was going to say. I'm to the point now where I've told her. I'm like. I think, and it's kind of unfair to judge by this year because I honestly think by what is happening in Orlando is going to be something so special it's almost unfair to judge it by. I also think that the crowds are going to be insane, so you need to buy Express Pass. Like, as we get closer, we'll talk about that more, but I'm surprised the shit has not sold out yet, but by the fact that it hasn't sold out yet tells me how many tickets they're selling. fucking buy Express Pass, because I think it's going to be a fucking clusterfuck. You want to see it all, buy Express Pass. Like, I'm excited, but let's be real, Halloween Horror Nights crowds are fucking shitty. Mm-hmm. But this year is going to be, I do think that the houses this year are going to be so special to be like, this is the year that I say HHN Hollywood is so shitty, I'm making the decision that I'm taking the money that I would spend to do that and just buying a plane ticket and going to Orlando each year and just saying fuck Hollywood, which I'm at like 75% right now of saying anyway, just because of what they're talking about the future of the event being in Orlando. Hollywood, man, goddamn. virtually wise, are we all saying it should be a haunt and a scare zone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's spend the next like 5 minutes, John, to talk about what has happened on the prediction as the Swami has said. You can expect sooner than later. HHN, I think Orlando is saving the Icons Maze for their final announcement. Everybody kind of knows it's going to happen, but I think they're just going to save that one because now people are starting to get really excited, because we saw in the Men in Black tent maze, the Welcome to Scary, A Great Place to Die road sign that is literally like a 50s, you know, diner road sign of a mom and dad and a son. And instead of Welcome to Carrie, there's a big S spray painted. And instead of Visit, it's scratched down, says Die. So the supplementary Icon maze is confirmed. They have not announced it, but it's confirmed. So that's happening. We know that the Icon, whether it be a Jack Icon maze or a full Icon maze, which I think it's still going to be a full Icon maze, is going to happen. So there's that one has yet to be an announced maze, but we are fully expecting that, and people are fully expecting the Tooth Fairy maze from last year, since Bride has been announced to be announced.
Yeah.
Hollywood, we now know that the book, like Jason alluded to earlier, is officially Bride of Frankenstein Lives. We talked about it on Twitter. Expect some effects to be thrown on there, like some projections of fire. And then there's going to be like some celebrity to like do like a voiceover of like, he died in the wreckage, but she swore she'd bring him back. Like, some shit as you want.
Bring back Diego Luna.
Yeah, some shit. Like, whatever. But there's that. That's where that maze is at. Exorcist is in Soundstage 29. We know that. Fast and Furious is nowhere near the park, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Texas Chainsaw is by the Mummy and is in Orlando in a soundstage. I think that Texas Chainsaw is always one of the most solid IPs that Horror Nights does in LA. So give me more Texas Chainsaw. They've never let me down. I've always been scared in Texas Chainsaw.
I didn't care for the Blood Brothers one. I thought that one was...
That's good. The weakest one. But
is that the old one?
No, it was kind of like a...
mashup,
it was,
right?
Like an original one, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, they like did... It was just a weird one.
Yeah, the whole thing was like... Yeah, it was weird.
But, like, the 2008, that one was fucking dope.
Yeah, that one was...
His portion of the mashup, Nightmare one with Freddy and fucking whatever.
Yeah, Titans of Terror, that was awesome.
Yeah, they were good. He was good in there. So the majority of their shit has been good with Leatherface, so I think that they'll be okay in that maze. What worries me about that maze is Murdy tweeted that it's done, and there's like that overhead shot that keeps getting posted, and it's literally just
all
like
all those black hallways in the crypt.
Yeah. And it's only the crypt. Like, there's nothing.
No trees or anything.
No, nothing. And so, don't say it's done, dude. Like, it doesn't look
that. It's ready. Ready. It's ready, Jimmy.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's top quality.
I'm never going back after this meanwhile, they're going to fucking do Texas Chainsaw in a soundstage in Orlando. So you know they're going to build the Sawyer plantation or they're going to build the fucking gas station. And you're literally going to walk into the fucking house or you're going to go into the gas station, which is so fucking outside dope. Like, yeah, like, it's obvious. Like, I need to, like, come to the conclusion. It's obvious. Like, if you give up Hollywood, you can go to Orlando. Like,
has anybody heard from Abby? Because I know, like,
we talked to her.
Her mom scared her.
Her mom scared the shit out of her. So, oh, she's sitting outside in the dark. And so her mom came around the corner and scared the shit out of her.
Someone's standing there in the dark.
But HHN, HHN is, you know, there we are. Like, this.
Yeah. Hollywood. Yeah. Top notch.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. Carrie. So Carrie hasn't been announced.
There's even an opportunity for Pandora's Box 2, and we're going to just get the same one.
So this week, I guess I could tell you guys what's going to get announced. Your safe money is on them dropping Carrie. Scary. Welcome to Scary. That is the safe money for Orlando to announce. Now, if you want to get a little bit risque about, you know, a little bit more bold about your predictions.
Have they fully announced Beetlejuice yet?
Yeah, they announced Beetlejuice.
Just in Orlando.
It's just in Orlando.
Yeah. No, like I said, they've announced Beetlejuice. They're done announcing Beetlejuice.
Or so you think.
Beetlejuice announcements are done.
We'll see.
So if you want to get risque, count on Hollywood announcing that they're going to do Halloween.
And that's your hot take, huh?
That's my hot take.
Is it
going
to be Halloween 3 or Halloween Kills?
Winter tickets.
It's going to be Halloween Kills. They officially put up a, well, here's the scary thing, like, which is interesting. The sign that was originally on the building.
Yeah, the shamrock, silver shamrock sign.
The silver shamrock sign is down. Now the gas station sign from Hollywood 4 is back up on the building.
Yeah. It's definitely Halloween.
In Orlando dropped the idea of Halloween 3 over there as well.
The good news in Orlando. So this is why Orlando this year will be so special. The news is that, yes, that's been the one that even Halloween Horror Nights Nightmare is the one that John has shit on their percentage of being right, even though they're now.
I was a part of that group at one point. I was posting
collectively.
He was making stuff up. Join it and say Beetlejuice is coming out.
I probably could, and they'd be like, we're real.
It's not coming out.
Yes!
Where you work?
So,
I work for Marty. Solid.
So, count on those two things being announced. Scary in Orlando, probably Halloween in LA.
Well, yeah, but if that's supposed to be in both of them, why
Halloween
they
will
drop?
Not be in both.
Halloween
because
was supposed to be in apparently.
What was going to be in Orlando, what was talked about was a double Scare Zone House for Creepshow. Then it was discussed that it was going to be a Shudder, because Creepshow is Shudder now. Scare Zone, Creepshow House. Then, you know,
went to Halloween 3.
Then it went to Halloween 3 when the Silver Shamrock thing happened on the facade in L.A. Everyone lost their fucking mind, and it was kind of like, holy shit. Like, we do have time to possibly flip this thing enough to make it Halloween 3 right now. So then the rumor, like, became that maybe they're considering swapping Creepshow for Halloween 3 on both coasts. Then the Silver Shamrock thing came down. Then
Orlando's getting an original name.
Now, Orlando, the latest info is that, like, 100%, it's an original maze, and it's based on the legendary Truth Group, who showed up in Halloween Horror Nights 19 doing the Bloody Mary shit investigations and then paranormal investigations. They came back in Halloween Horror Nights 20, which Nicole and I went to with the Wincott Estate, which was literally, they literally built a house. And the facade of the maze, you talk about maze facades, imagine a van parked diagonally on my front yard as you are walking up my front path. There's a dude with a bunch of fucking video equipment, and he's like, this is what you need to understand. This murder took place in this room, blah, 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 blah. We're having this activity, and he's showing you, and you're seeing investigators on monitors, and he's
like... That was the one where they had the ghost on the Heelys, right?
Yep. And the... Dude, they were in the floors and in the ceilings and in the walls. It was fucking wild. That maze was dope. Legendary Truth has popped up again in Halloween Horror Nights 24, I believe. There was like a whole like game thing, and it was like a kind of like a Hogwarts like choose your faction type deal. I didn't get too into it, but every time Legendary Truth is involved, it's pretty dope. So if they did a Legendary Truth thing, whether it be a paranormal investigation house, whatever, the Scary Ohio, the Icon Maze, we've seen the facade for Haunting of Hill House, Beetlejuice, like, it really is, like, shaping up to be a pretty fucking solid Halloween Horror Nights out there. Where Hollywood, we know that the Bride of Frankenstein Maze is the book. As I told everyone last week, and we know that The Exorcist is in Soundstage 29.
We don't know that.
We know
it's highly rumored. We do not have confirmation.
Halloween is in Waterworld. Pandora is in Curious George. Haunting of Hill House is in Curious George 2.
Yeah, La Facade.
La Facade.
For, haunting, just the flat surface.
Bro, you know what it's gonna be like.
It's gonna be the Netflix end.
Or the logo.
Every time. Yeah, I was gonna say. Every time they send a group.
Like, it's gonna be something fucking crazy. It's gonna be the projection of the fucking.
On there.
Yeah, no, it'll be the opening credits projected for sure.
Like, oh,
man. You say it in jest, but you're gonna walk through the opening credits into the family room.
I got a hot take. Ghostbusters Afterlife is gonna be. You heard it here first.
All right, and on that note,
we'll be back next week with M. Night Shyamalan's Old.
Will it be a maze?
Will it be a maze or a scare zone? Maybe it'll be a lagoon show.
Maybe it won't make it at all.
Maybe it won't make it at all.
I'm going to go with it probably won't make
We're
it.
We're desperate. At this
point. Guess what? I'm throwing a curveball in the ride category right now. You didn't think I was going to throw it in? I'm throwing it in. Nominating. I'm surprised, honest to God, that we haven't done it. In the fashion of Radiator Springs Racers.
You go on, it makes you old.
I oppose.
Damn, that's spicy, bird.
I propose a Carrie Dark Ride attraction.
Like Radiator Springs Racers?
Not Carrie. Christine.
Okay.
I'm going through.
Blood gets dumped on you.
Yeah. That's when you go into Ramones for your paint job.
I would pay.
But some of the scenes are totally like Castle Rock style where there are like Stephen King homages. So you could even like not even call it a Christine dark ride. It's a Stephen King dark ride, but your ride vehicle is Christine.
What if it was Joyride?
Oh shit, I love
you. Could
that
even
movie.
Do the part where you're driving and the semi pulls out in front of you.
I've never seen that movie.
Are you serious? I really like that movie.
Oh, how about let's talk about Paramount Plus?
Paramount.
I'm tired. Are You Afraid of the Dark on there?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch that.
What?
Oh,
place too. Is it a new one or is it
the original?
Yeah, I have
both
them
on there.
Both
I have them all. On Voodoo
and Legends of the Lost Temple.
I'll be honest. I
thought it was Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, whatever.
That movie?
I ended up picking up that whole series for like 15. I ended up picking up that whole series on Vudu for like $15.
Nice.
It was on sale. Like, and she's a avid Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I actually enjoyed the reboot. That was actually pretty good.
So
I wish it would have continued.
Joyride or Christine?
I say Joyride.
Well, okay, so let me redo the Christine thing. It's not just a Christine thing, it's like just a Stephen King thing.
Wait.
How about I have an idea? We'll leave it at this.
Dude,
and next week after
the 18-wheeler could be Maximum Overdrive. Holy
it's
shit, John.
Be a whole cars attraction.
But it's Stephen King
cars.
Shit, that's what I'm saying, dog.
Yeah, but George.
Ours is horror vehicles. Holy shit. No, wait, stop. Hold on. You can say what you're gonna say.
I'm done.
But it's fucking just horror cars. What if you can even throw like Treehouse of Terror, the fucking thing where Bart thinks the gremlin's on the school bus.
What?
Are you on Mars or are you on fucking Venus right now?
Jimmy, did you have another one?
Yes, he did.
No, but that's, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm so glad you know what Maximum Overdrive is.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
That's
Emilio
Estevez.
As
Emilio
is there. We're good.
Yeah.
Can we say the horror cars ride? Everybody
yes.
in favor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cars, right?
Sure.
Okay,
hey,
there we go.
We have, what's his name? Will Ferrell. Emilio! I just want to hear that once while on the ride.
Yeah, so the
Rockberry.
Horror.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, so we did Fear Street, House and Scare Zone, and the Horror Cars Ride. We got some real progress done tonight. Congratulations, everyone. Next week, we're doing old, so no progress, probably.
Progress.
But
we'll come up with some rides.
That's why we had to do extra progress this week.
It's going to be the story of life.
Yeah.
As we
good
know
night,
it.
Everybody. Horrific. Horrorpack.com. Code horrific.
Yeah.
Don't forget to get your horror pack and use code horrific and save 10%.
Yeah. And subscribe to Fast Fast for Less.
Higby Horror.
And Snack and Play.
Higby Horror Hog.
Myocardium.
Myocardium.
Anything else?
La Llorona.
And we're out.
Good night, everybody.